finding morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM Shortwave Talk Radio. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stattmiller. We're live from the studios, Republic Broadcasting Network, on this Tuesday, the 23rd of January, 2007. On the program today, I have Bob Chapman coming on in just a few minutes. And in the second hour, Jeffrey Bennett will come up with a special. You want to stick around for that one, folks. I've been watching the gold and silver markets. Gold just dumped, jumped, let me see, took a dive a couple of days ago. Oh, it's back up again. It's inching back up toward that mark previously set of about $700. My goodness. Why don't people buy when it's cheap? They always panic, and it's going to happen. As soon as gold hits $700 an ounce, people will panic and they'll start buying. Why are you going to do that? That's the question I keep asking. Also in the second hour, the last 15 minutes of the program, Ted Pike will be on with an update on the hate crime bill in the Senate, so you'll want to stick around for that also. And I'm going to have a little fun here. I just discovered this on YouTube. Andy Griffith meets the Patriot Act. Now, folks, when we think of Andy Griffith, what do we think about? Well, we think about Barney, how goofy he was. You know, the sheriff deputy was only allowed one bullet in his gun. But Andy displayed hometown values. He was a sheriff, and apparently people liked him. I don't know how long the show ran on TV, but evidently they kept the liking of Sheriff and Mayberry. But interesting clip we'll play. It's about a minute long, and it describes taking the evidence and not paying attention to due process.
Wait a minute.
What are you talking about?
We bugged Mr. Blake's cell.
You what?
We bugged the cell with Arnold's tape recorder. Just listen to this, Paul.
I can't listen to that.
But, Paul...
Opie, I can't listen to that. I'm not permitted.
But, Paul, you don't understand.
Opie, I can't listen to this. Now, I told you about eavesdropping.
But, Paul, this is different.
Yes, it's worse. You overheard a conversation that was supposed to be private. Now, I can't be a party to that.
But, Paul, if you just listen to this...
Opie, I can't listen.
Paul, you're erasing the tape.
That's what I mean to do. You bugged a conversation between a lawyer and his client. Now, that's violating one of the most sacred rights of privacy.
But, Pa...
No buts.
But if it helps the law...
Opie, the law can't use this kind of help. Because whether a man is guilty or innocent, we have to find that out by due process of law.
Due process of law. And, of course, Mr. Bush just recently took the authority upon himself to start reading your mail out there, ladies and gentlemen, doing away with posse comitatus. That's a fine thing also. Or I'm sorry, talking about due process, well, the Attorney General, Alberto Gonzalez, doesn't understand it. He is for Mr. Bush, and he's going to do everything to claim what he's doing is absolutely legal and constitutional. What a joke. I don't even know why they bother lying anymore. It's so thinly veiled, it's incredible. We'll take the break here, back on the other side with Bob Chapman on the regularly scheduled spot we've made for him on the National Intel Report on Tuesdays. We'll be right back.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians. Major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the ten-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole Wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We have Bob Chapman online with us. Let's not dally here. Good afternoon, Bob.
Well, good afternoon. It's very nice to be back again.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the program. Are you set for Mr. Bush's speech tonight?
Yes, I am. I'm going to do the most logical thing possible and not watch.
He is expected, and you cover this in your latest newsletter. He's going to urge that the Big Three increase its gas mileage by 20% within the decade. And in your newsletter, ironically, I'm looking through it, and, well, you're predicting gas prices are going to go up, oil is going to go up. What's the deal with that, Bob?
Well, I think, you have cause and effect, and what goes up comes down, that sort of thing. And what they have done, the administration, Saudi Arabia, Nigeria, is in congruity with Goldman Sachs, is that since August they have deliberately driven down gasoline prices and then oil prices. Now what they are beset with is that the oil producers, because the price is lower, it's no longer $78 a barrel, it's $52 or $3, and they have been selling U.S. Treasury paper. And during the last quarter, they sold over $10 billion worth. And I figure that if the price of oil stayed around $50 to $52 a barrel, that they would sell another approximate $100 billion worth of treasuries. Now, what does that mean? It means that somebody else has to buy them. It means that interest rates are going up. It means that mortgage rates are going up. And it means the housing market and the economy are going down. So why did they do it in the first place? Number one, to get Mr. Bush, or get the Republicans, I should say, reelected, as many as possible. And secondly, to bring pressure upon Iran, Russia, and Venezuela through these lower oil prices. And the thing is, boomeranged on them. And they got a real problem.
The prediction here, as you state in your newsletter, and again, the timing on this is just absolutely impeccable. They're seeing, you say that you're seeing $4 a gallon by 2015 and $5 by 2020. Let me see. Let's add in 10 years here to 2007. Oh, geez, that's right in the timeline, is it not? It's funny that he's making that speech on energy tonight when the entire country wants to lynch this guy over his foray into Iraq. And apparently, according to a Marine, I read this story yesterday, Bob, that Bush sent U.S. forces into attack a foreign diplomatic mission, the Iranian mission, in northern Iraq. So they're trying everything that they can to provoke the Iranians into a fight. And so far, Ahmadinejad is not buying.
No, I don't think they're going to get them to take the bait. And they've got these two task forces sitting off of the Horn of Africa and in the Persian Gulf. And I think that no one has talked about the long-term agreements in regard to warfare that China and Russia have with Iran. And the bottom line is, there's a good chance that we could have a third world nuclear war, because Israel wants to nuke these facilities, of which there's no proof whatsoever that in those facilities that they're making nuclear weapons. The whole thing is insanity, because if it happens, major American cities, as well as Chinese and Iranian and Russian cities, will be incinerated, and half the people in the world will be dead. That's how serious this is.
The situation with Ahmadinejad, and folks must be aware of this, and the media's took off with this in a worldwide propaganda campaign, that Ahmadinejad said that Israel must be wiped off the face of the map. And I saw yesterday on the web, read a story, they broke this speech by Ahmadinejad that he delivered in Arabic, broke it down in English translation, and he absolutely did not say, and supposedly, again, this is one of the reasons that we have to go after Iran, because Iran wants to nuke Israel. Absolutely, Ahmadinejad did not say this. What he did say is that the Zionist regime has got to be wiped out. And he wasn't talking about physically wiping Israel off the map. He was talking about the Zionist regime that has been controlling Israel for all of these years. This regime must go.
Now, that's absolutely correct. And that's nothing new. They lie about everything. They just want to have a war, and they don't care how it started. And they don't care how many people die. I mean, you know, you're dealing with people here who are loose cannons. They just don't care.
The fascinating thing about this is that 6 months ago, if you were to turn on the TV prior to the November elections, almost all Democrats were decrying the fact that Bush lied, we should not be in Iraq. Now we're looking at a troop increase of the latest figures now I'm seeing is 21,500 additional troops in Iran. And ironically, the good majority of the troops over there serving in Iraq right now, Bob, are saying this is a bad idea. We need to get out of here. We don't need more troops. We don't need more of a slaughter set up. Their policing action over there is not working. It is time for the Iraqi people to take this mess that we just handed them. I don't know who their next dictator is going to be in Iraq, but apparently they want to carve the country up into three different factions to satisfy all the groups over there. When Saddam Hussein was the ruler of Iraq, they didn't have these problems.
Well, you know, it's interesting that that's coming to light again now. I predicted that about 5 years ago, and it's a natural course of events, actually. And Iraq is something which was created by the British, which is another bogus state, so to speak. It's a form of balkanization. And the reason the British did that in every sector of the world that they were in, so that they could have wars on demand, so they could continue to pile up profits. And they've done this for centuries. And that's what happened to Iraq. So it's natural that the country be split up among the three groups and let them go on their way.
That is what is projected. And at the outset of this incursion into Iraq, that's exactly what the game plan was. Senator Joe Biden, even mentioned it, that in fact that they want to see three different factions running Iraq. They deconstructed the nation, Bob, and now it's going to be an absolute turmoil. And I cannot fathom what these people in Washington are thinking. These Democrats that just bumped the Republicans out of the seats in Senate and Congress, what they're thinking. Do they actually think that this is going to help them with a bid for the presidency in 2008?
Well, first of all, the bottom line on Iraq now is the new law, which is going into effect regarding the production of oil, which will be run by the present puppet Iraqi government. And the bottom line is the government picks up all the expenses, and the Western oil companies, that's the UK and the US, will take 20% of the profit. It's just outright theft. And if they split the country into three pieces, well, that's not going to hold anymore. And that is why the U.S. government wanted to continue to maintain a presence over there. That presence was to protect the financial interests of the big oil companies. And the military people, particularly at the lower level, are right. They're running around in circles. We're losing 25 men a day now, or whatever the atrocious figure is, and never mind how many Iraqis are dying. And they're right. We should get out. We should have never been there. We got another Vietnam on our hands. And the people in Washington just don't care. As far as the Democrats are concerned, their biggest contributors are people who are Zionists, and they don't want to say anything. They want to keep in the background and not say anything. I saw statements by Hillary Clinton and her husband, the pervert, I might call him, and it's all rah rah rah. We've got to get these people in Iran and do something about it. And the Democrats are losing their chance. I just wish that we were able to get other people elected, but we're stuck with these two major parties, and we're not getting anywhere.
The amnesty bill that you have in your newsletter, you talk about that, H.R. 884. What's going on with that?
I haven't heard anything new. They've been holding it in the background. They're taking other pieces of legislation that they'd like to get done quickly, minimum wage and other things. And that is a very, very contentious issue. And one of the reasons the Democrats are stalling is, number one, over 80% of the American population is against any kind of amnesty. Number two, Mr. Bush and the Republicans have been pushing this amnesty, and they do not want to have amnesty before the next election. The Democrats are for it. I mean, they could have a vote tomorrow, and the thing would be passed.
All right, we'll take the break here, Bob. Hold on one second. We're up against a hard break here. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443. We'll take your calls, and I have some questions to put to you from Patrick in the UK right after this.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Before I get into my questions for Bob Chapman from the UK, let's take a couple of calls here. Mike in Cincinnati. Good afternoon, Mike. All the calls just dropped. somebody's got their finger on the switch. Okay, let me just go to the questions, Bob. I still have you, Mr. Chapman, I take it. No, he's gone also. Oh, goody. Call the fire department. Call the phone company. Call somebody. All right. At any rate, as we take care of the problem here, well, I got a couple of minutes. This is for the... Do you have them? Okay. All right. It'll be just a few minutes. Brave New Books, 1904 Guadalupe. January 24th, that's tomorrow, screening, the Enron, the smartest guys in the room. I've seen that on satellite. That is a good presentation. That's at 7 p.m. Thursday, the 25th. The Occult Agenda, Harry Potter's Spirit Conspiracy. Again, that's 7 p.m. Resistance Cinema Fridays presents The Matrix at 7 p.m. And again, that's Friday, the 26th. And the War Now protest, that's at 3 p.m. That meet is at Austin City Hall and march to the Capitol. They're meeting down there, so go down to 1904 Guadalupe. Also, Sunday, January 28th, Brave New Books and Project for the New American Citizen present America from Freedom to Fascism. If you've not seen it, or if you would like to see it, or have somebody that you would like to see it, grab a hold of their little hand and drag them down here. That's at 7 p.m. Sunday, January 28th. And special group meeting sponsored by Gardens of the Ancients, 2 p.m. on Sunday, January 28th. And that will do that. We have Bob back. Okay, all right, that's right. All right, we're still waiting here. Okay, well, let me just continue here. Monday, January 29th, Freedom School, a class on civil liberties. That's at 6:45. January 30th, Texas Restoration Project. That's the Truth Seekers going to be presenting that down there. Wednesday, January 31st, free screening, Alex Jones's Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. That's at 7 p.m. Thursday, February 1st. Jones live on UT campus, sponsored by the Project for New American Citizens, 7 p.m. at the University of Texas Union Ballroom, and that's at 24th and Guadalupe. Friday, February 2nd, Resistance Cinnamon Fridays presents H.G. Wells, Things to Come. If you've never seen it, you need to. That's at 7 p.m. Saturday, February 3rd, the Bill of Rights Review, a lecture by Michael Badnarik at 2 p.m. And it's, again, Saturday, February 3rd, 2 p.m., free screening, Michael Kaufman, Liberty or Sustainable Development. If you've not seen that, Michael sent me a copy of that, and I had him on the program specifically on that DVD. If you've not seen it, you need to. That's at 7 p.m., and again, that's Saturday, February 3rd, I do believe. Yes, it is. Sunday, free screening, Who Killed the Electric Car? Look into the auto industry's biggest conspiracy. That's at 2 p.m. Monday, February 5th, Freedom School, a class on civil liberties, again at 6:45. Constitution class, part one, Michael Badnarik, February 6th. And the 7th, again, Badnarik Constitution class at 6 p.m., and also on Thursday, February 8th. So I do believe that's going to be a three-day run for him. And Saturday, February 10th. And the ink ran out on the printout. We don't have them yet? Can you check and see if the phones are even working? All right. They are working. Amazing. Why don't you give our engineer a call and see if he can be of any service here? Okay. All right. Okay. Drop back and punt. All right. What is Mr. Bush going to be talking about tonight? Well, as I said, President Bush in the Senate and the State of the Union address tonight will propose cutting gasoline usage in the United States by 20% within a decade, offset by sizable increases in ethanol use and more efficient vehicles, the White House said today. Automakers would have to begin raising the fuel efficiency for cars by 4% annually in September 2009 under the proposal. Bush will call for requiring 35 billion gallons of renewable and alternative fuels by 2017, seven times the 5 billion gallons of ethanol used in 2006. This will displace the 15% of projected annual gasoline use, the White House said. Automakers are facing a stiff increase in fuel economy mandates through the precise details, which still must be approved by Congress. Won't be known for a long time. Bush also won't propose a specific target, though the speech assumes that by 2009 here, automakers would have to increase average fuel efficiency by 4% a year for cars and 2011 for light trucks. Also suggests that Ford, General Motors, and Daimler Chrysler would be forced to buy fuel economy credits from automakers like Honda or Toyota, which have much higher fleet-wide fuel economy levels. The plan will enable auto companies to increase fuel economy at the lowest possible cost to consumers, according to the spin machine in the White House. All right. We'll see if we can't... do we have Bob back yet? No, we don't. We'll see if we can't correct our problems here, folks, in the next 3 minutes. It is live radio, and we'll be back right after this break. We must take America back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line-out and external line-in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
We're in a holding pattern here, folks. In the meantime, some short stories here. Thank you, Stephen, for sending this to me. The House bill for New Mexico to ban aspartame was turned in. It has a number of it has a number now for the bill. It's HB 391 for you folks out there in New Mexico, with three committee assignments: Consumer and Public Affairs, Business and Industry, and Judiciary. With these 19 representatives having signed it, the bill is to ban the sale of aspartame equal NutraSweet in New Mexico. This is a neurotoxic artificial sweetener that metabolizes as methanol and then formaldehyde in your body. Isn't it wonderful? And even one more brain tumor-causing agent, and I'm not even going to attempt to say this name. Aspartame's approval was forced through the FDA in 1981 by then CEO of patent holder G.D. Searle, Donald Rumsfeld, for the vast personal gain, despite the FDA having turned down the approval for 15 years prior to that. The broad base of support in the New Mexico House of Representatives proves that there is a deep concern among legislatures about the failures of the U.S. FDA to recognize the harm done by aspartame, to rescind FDA approval. Therefore, the legislators are choosing to act at state level in order to protect the health of all New Mexicans from further damage caused by the neurotoxic carcinogen presently found in 6,000 USA food products. And we all know these very well, diet sodas, sugarless gum, low-fat yogurt, Equal table sweetener, as well as more than 500 medications, including children's vitamins and aspirin. So you think Freddie Flintstone is a good thing to be giving your child? Think again. We have Bob back online, and I'm going to assume, Mr. Producer, if you would try the call in line to make sure those lines are back up. All right. Bob, we had a little we had a little hiatus there. And it was really strange because you were on a separate secure line. That went down. The caller's line went down. The satellite went down. Everything went down simultaneously, which odds on that happening is about 5 million to 1. So somebody doesn't like you speaking on this program.
I know.
I've never seen this happen before.
They've been hassling me since 1967. So this is nothing new.
All right. I was told the caller line is back up. Henry in Connecticut, thanks for calling back in. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello. Hi. Yeah, you were off for like about 10 minutes. It's kind of strange. Well, not 10 minutes, but about quite a while.
And I just continued stumbling along here that I was
You
on.
Know, here's the funny thing. You know, I want people to notice. I turned the volume down on the shortwave of the Sanjian radio, and I have the phone here with the speakerphone, and I can hear, you know, normally hear the program, you know, so I turned the radio down. I didn't hear anything through the phone either. You know, it was like it sounded the same as what you hear on the shortwave, what I heard through the phone.
It's amazing. Like I said, yeah. It's never happened before, Henry. Do you have a question?
Yeah, and they also jammed your program once with a jammer when Frosty Woolridge was talking about that third world immigration earlier this week. It was one, I think, the first hour when you were on, last week, I think, on Thursday, I think he was on when he had a show and he was talking.
Yeah,
they didn't want them to hear that either, obviously.
Obviously they don't. We've been having severe problems with the shortwave, and the only thing that I know to do is to tell people we do have sunspots and variations in the zionosphere, as I like to call it. But if you have any doubt about if there are sunspots, if it's the network, if it's the shortwave station, or it's atmospherics, you can go to WWCR.com, and right on their front page, they have the solar storm report. So always check that first for you automatically assume that either we're being jammed or the signal is not there. And sometimes, Henry, I cannot believe shortwave comes in like FM radio, and on other days, it's just not there because it's being jammed. Henry, do you have a question for Bob?
Here's the thing. I want to ask Bob if he had heard of an author by the name of William Grand Mill, Grandmill. He trades with, he wrote a couple of books. You might have heard of him.
I have never heard of him.
All right, but you have heard of Larry Williams, though, right?
Yes, I have.
Okay. All right, well, because there's a couple of books written by William Grand Mill that dealt with commodities, and there's another guy named Gann, G-A-N-N. Have you heard of him?
I've read Gann's books, and Joe Granville, who's another market time, is a very good friend of mine.
Oh, Joe Granville or Grand Mill? You said Joe.
V-I-L-L-E.
Oh, Joe Granville, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, he's a good friend of yours. All right, yeah, because I see some of these books on... you ever heard of Windsor Books? I'm sure you may have heard of them.
No, I haven't, but I do know that I consider, probably in modern times, Joe Granville is probably the best market timer, and he does it mostly by fundamentals.
Okay.
And I highly recommend his books, and it's a wonder he's still alive. He's in his 80s, and he still does speaking engagements, and he's quite a character.
All right, and is Granville Grandville? Is that what you sound like? You said Granville.
That's what
I don't know the exact spelling. I got to be honest with you. It's one or the other. And you do a probe and you'll find out.
Okay, you know, because
I do not think there's a D in there. I think it's Granville. Granville.
Just check, just do a search on Google or your...
Right, no, because, see, I know you know a lot about stuff like even with gold, for instance. I don't know, you're familiar with this, I'll let you go in a minute. Gold went up to, I said this about 2 months before the turn of the year, that gold will go up to about $7,750 something by the summer of this year. And sure enough, already now gold is shooting back up to, now it's about $645 something right now. If it keeps going the way it's going every day, even if it's just a few dollars, it'll be 700 ounces long before May or June. I mean, probably by April.
Yeah, I had, Joan Vion, Bob. I had her on the program yesterday. And
yeah, she's a very good writer.
She's attended all these Bilderberg or these G8 conferences. She's not going to make it this year due to time constraints and some other things that she's doing, but... rather fascinating, some of the predictions that she was making. And I'm with you, caller. I'm looking at gold, and I've said this so many times, I guess people become numb to it.
Yeah.
That why are they waiting for it to hit 700 or, as you're suggesting, 750 by summer? They do it all the time. They wait for a major move in the market before they want to purchase. And even at $7,750, it's not going to be a bad buy because gold is going to double and triple very, very soon.
Now, wait, you know, you're talking about the masses. I just want to clarify. You're talking about the masses buying, or you're talking about certain special people buying, waiting for the market, waiting for it to hit?
Generally the public out there at large.
Okay. All right. The public. Okay. Well, actually, I think the professional guys, I mean, I'm not an expert pro. I probably could pick up on this, all of this stuff, but I'm not a Robert Chapman. But the ones who are, like the Robert Chapmans and the Granvilles, I'm sure they're out there. There was a guy that brought from, what's the guy's name, Jeffrey Bennett. He had a large order from someone, this is a while ago, I won't get into it, but, you know, hey, he gets stuff from these people from Wall Street and stuff, big orders, you know.
Yeah, Jeff will be with us, by the way, in about 15 minutes.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm interested in getting into stuff with commodities. That's why I thought if Chapman had any advice, a particular book with that, you know, as well. I mean, gold is one of them because you could trade gold futures, too. But I'm just wondering, you know, about that because that's some of those authors I mentioned dealt with that. Okay, I'm going to let you go.
All right, thank you.
Nice talking to both of you, and good luck.
Thank you. Thank you, Henry. Did Bob drop a band? Bob, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, great. I heard the phone go again. Obviously, reconnected before you could respond. Peter in Canada. Hello, Canada.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Bob, just want to ask a quick question. Now, the Canadian dollar has made a pretty good catch-up to the American dollar over the last 5 years, obviously, only because the American dollar has been losing its value. Now, the Canadian dollar got as low as about $1.10 in September, requiring $1.10 Canadian to buy $1 American. And today it's gone back up, and we're almost back to like $1.18. So obviously the American dollar hasn't been gaining any strength. So any idea as to why the Canadian dollar has all of a sudden lost like 8 cents over since September?
Well, yes. There's a very simple reason. The new Prime Minister of Canada has talked about taxing trusts. Prior to his election, he said he would not tax trusts nor do anything to them. And so what he has done is he has put a terrible onerous burden on retirees in Canada. Now, those trusts have all fallen some 50%, and he scared away foreign investors. And so money is leaving Canada because they can't trust the prime minister. And that's why the Canadian dollar, I do it from the other end, has dropped from 90.5 to 84. In fact, I had a close today of 84.71. And that's the problem. It's not the strength of the U.S. dollar. It's the machinations that are going on politically. Now, the reason I think for that, why he did that, is he wanted a lower valued Canadian dollar so the exports could compete. And that's what I think he's up to. But I think it's going to get him thrown out of office.
Okay, that's all I had, John.
All right, appreciate your call. Thanks, Pete. Questions here that were put forth from the United Kingdom. I have a couple of them here. How long can this shell game, he asked, the Fed printing dollars, the hedge fund traders running riot, and the derivatives pile of debt continue? How long can they keep this shell game going?
Well, I think they can probably keep it going for some time until some event happens that scares everybody, and then they'll stop. Maybe that event is the dumping of treasuries by the oil producers. Maybe that event is an attack on Iran. Maybe it's the impeachment of the President of the United States. There's all sorts of things like that that are very, very possible that could happen to change that. But I do not see the U.S. Fed Reserve stopping flooding the world with money and giving instructions to Japan not to raise their interest rates so that the tremendous amount of dollars created by the carry trade can continue. The only way they can keep this system going is by continuing to increase money and credit, and Europe is doing the same thing. I mean, England, 14.2%. It's no wonder they raised interest rates again. And real estate in London is going bonkers, not only because of easy, cheap money, but also they have this tidal wave of people moving in from Eastern Europe who have money and buying real estate in London. But there's all of these events, and the central banks are going to continue to try to keep gold from going up. They're going to continue to try to keep the world economy afloat. And sooner or later, they're going to be unsuccessful. And that's why I tell investors, you get gold and silver-related assets, you buy them, and you sit on them. You buy them when nobody wants them. You don't think about trading them. And the more money you get, the more you buy.
All right. He has another question here. Explain what is a derivative in its many forms. And it is it true that in so-called audited accounts of the mega banks, they show derivatives on both sides of the balance sheets and as assets and liabilities under different guises?
Well, that's true. And usually when they report them, they're off balance sheet in their annual reports as well. But a derivative is a piece of insurance. It's like the old-time bookmaker. And they write risk insurance. Example, I just bought $100 million worth of bonds. The yield, let's say the U.S. Treasuries, the yield is 4.76%. I do not want to take the risk of the dollar moving one way or the other. I just want that yield. So what I do is I go to somebody and I say, I want you to lock in the dollar for me at this level because I just bought $100 million worth of bonds, and I don't want to take any losses or even gains on the dollar. I just want the 4.76%. And so the writer of the derivative says, okay, we'll do that. It'll cost you a quarter of a point. So I'm going to end up with 4.51% return with no risk as long as the writer of the derivative doesn't go bankrupt, which is a distinct possibility because we don't know what they're doing. It's totally opaque, and there's absolutely no regulation. Now, that's a simple answer. There's all kinds of derivatives, and most of them, we don't even know that they trade, and they are specialty items. They are custom-made by those who sell derivatives, which are brokerage houses, investment banks, hedge funds, and commercial banks, insurance companies. It's just a big casino. I've been involved for almost, 48 years in those markets. I was a stockbroker for 28 years. I own my own firm. I know what I'm talking about. It's a giant gambling casino. And someone's going to make a mistake and the whole house is coming down. And that's why you've got to have gold and silver.
All right. Regarding the UK and Europe, as it is not involved in the euro, how do you see or think it will pan out here in the UK in a financial collapse in the USA? There's a loaded
question. Well, everybody's going to suffer. And anybody who exports to the United States is going to suffer even more. It's like the dog, and then everybody else is a tail because it's the biggest consuming economy in the world. I mean, everybody else consumption is a percentage of GDP runs anywhere between 35% and 50%, and we're 70%. In fact, the long term is 64.5%. So you can see that if we go, everybody goes. And in fact, everybody is probably in a bigger spot than the U.S. is because they're holding all those dollars. Our reserves out there, 65.6%, are in dollars. And so if the dollar goes down because the U.S. economy goes down, both against gold as well as other currencies, these people are going to take big-time losses. And incidentally, all those currencies, and that includes the Swiss franc, which is the best, have been going down against gold for the last year and a half.
We are coming up on a break here in just a couple of seconds. We'll continue with your calls at 800-313-9443. We shall do that and talk to Jeff Bennett also, that's got a special package for listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network's Intelligence Report with yours truly. And on Tuesdays, we've carved out a slot here for Mr. Bob Chapman, the International Forecaster. We'll tell you how you can get a free copy of the International Forecaster, and better still, a yearly subscription for that timely piece of advice. We'll be right back.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
They railed against the crowd. Another ragtag band.
All right, we are back. Jeff in Vermont, you're on with Bob Chapman, the International Forecaster.
Hey, Bob. Hey, John. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Jeff.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I got a question. I'm doing some research on. I'm trying to find out who's actually in control of the privatization of the oil in Iraq. And I've read in some Middle Eastern newspapers that they're not the meters that are on the pumps, I guess, in Iraq that take the oil out of the ground and go into the ships, the ships that take the oil and bring it to the refineries. And I've been trying to get some data on how much was prior before the war and if they're up to oil, you know, the same amount that they're pumping out that they were prior before the war, and who's actually getting control of the oil and who's actually profiting from the oil. And the information is hard to find. I was wondering if you had any information on that aspect.
Well, first of all, the U.S. government is in control. And secondly, the production is going to the United States. Thirdly, the production is about 55% of what it was when Saddam Hussein was in power. And the structure of the new law that was just put into being by the puppet government in Iraq was written up by Bearing Point. And Bearing Point is a company that's listed on the New York Stock Exchange and probably will be delisted for essentially fraud. That's a simple way to put it. And so that's how that's been done. And, of course, Bearing Point are cronies of people in the administration, et cetera. You know how it works. You've seen that in almost every instance of what's been going on as far as contracting is concerned in regard to Iraq. And incidentally, Bearing Point was also involved with Bremer when he took over. He was sent over the quotes, sort things out, and they were in power with Bremer when $19 billion disappeared.
It seems like they're just raping that country blind. I mean,
they certainly are.
And there's no accountability for anything over there for their oil assets. That's the only thing that those people have.
Well, and also, Jeff, where did the story go that how we're going to pay for the Iraq war? Well, we're going to get revenues off of the oil wells over there. What happened to that one?
It's the
money that they're receiving for the sale of the oil has been going to the United States government to conduct the war in Iraq. The Iraqis are paying for, they are subsidizing U.S. operations over there. What percentage of the total, I don't know, but I know that's where the money's going.
Is there any way to find out? Because I'm trying to get
Congressional Budget Office might know, the CBO. That's probably the best place to go as a start.
And the validity of that would be good, maybe?
Yeah, pretty good, and I'll tell you why. The man that runs it is appointed for 15 years, so he's essentially not a political appointee, and he's got a long time in there, and they can't get him out. So they report the truth whenever they can.
Okay. Thank you, guys. You're doing a great job.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate your call. We'll break here. Jeff Bennett will join us for a few minutes at the top of the hour, and I'm going to ask them the question because Jeffrey is the one that broke the story about the Amaro being spotted out in Arizona. And the subsequent facts came over to me about a federal marshal who was a little bit disgruntled. And I'll ask Jeffrey about that one. Also, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Hour 2 of the National Intel Report. Coming up right after this break, 800. The phones are back up. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back. Top of the hour break. Back shortly. Couple minutes. See you back here.